the private life of one of the most destructive invaders in the Great Lakes. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The sea lamprey is an invasive fish with a round mouth like a suction cup. It latches onto big fish like lake trout and salmon, drills its razor-sharp tongue into them, and gets fat drinking their blood and body fluids. Scientists spend a lot of time trying to outsmart them, and they've just made a new discovery. When you're a male sea lamprey with that slimy gray skin and a suction cup full of teeth for a face, you've got to compensate for that somehow.
Is it hot in here? Or is it just me?
It turns out male sea lampreys are hot. They grow a swollen ridge on their back when they're sexually mature. Scientists at Michigan State University have discovered that ridge heats up when males get around a lady lamprey. UN Chung Davidson grabs a fat lamprey out of a tank in her lab and wrestles it as it wraps itself around her arm.
Look at the teeth. And if I can hold on to it, they are pretty feisty.
Chung Davidson says she'd been watching the lamprey's courtship behavior and wondered about that ridge.
When they are in the nest, they're kind of swimming back and forth and rubbing on each other.
She says for a while, she and her colleagues thought it might be some way the male gets the female to lay eggs. But then she got a big surprise. She looked at the tissue under a microscope and found out it was full of fatty cells, a kind of fat that can generate heat. So then she put a very tiny thermometer in that ridge on a male lamprey and put a female in the tank with him.
When I put in a female, the male generate more heat compared to when I put in a male.
And the guys appear to show a preference for some lady lampreys over others. They got hotter around certain females.
If the male shows the female that he can generate more heat, he's hotter. I don't know.
She says it might be a display to show he's a good mate, but it's not clear yet whether the female lampreys like these hot guys. This discovery could be a big deal. Scientists are constantly trying to figure out ways to stop lampreys from having babies.
We want every tool in our arsenal possible to hit these lamprey. We're not afraid to play dirty to get them during their spawning.
That's Mark Gaydon. He's with the Great Lakes Fishery Commission. It's the commission's job to keep the sea lamprey under control, to the tune of $20 million a year.
Because what we know is that left uncontrolled and unaddressed, the lamprey will destroy the fishery.
That's not hyperbole. Lampreys ate their way through the big predator fish in the Great Lakes from the 1920s to the 50s. Things were looking dire until scientists discovered a pesticide that kills lamprey but doesn't hurt other fish. But the pesticide is expensive, and they don't want to rely on just one method of control. So researchers are working on other ways to control the lamprey. There's a lot of work going on with pheromones. Male lampreys release them to lure females to their nests. And now this new discovery about the hot male lampreys might someday be used against them. But back in the MSU lab, researcher Wei-Ming Li says there's still a lot to figure out.
What I have learned is lamprey has always managed to be more clever or smarter than me. Since I started to study lamprey, I have always been pleasantly surprised when we finally figured out the answers to the questions we have.
Lampreys have been around for more than 500 million years, so Lee suspects there's a very good reason why the male lampreys get all hot and bothered. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.